Definitely the stolen space cruiser, Captain. The Aurora. I read six aboard.
Hailing frequencies. Aurora, this is the USS Enterprise, Captain James T. Kirk, commanding. Acknowledge. Aurora, this is the Enterprise. Do you read me?
They are receiving us, Captain.
I read no evidence of malfunction.
Repeat. Federation orders to detain you for...
The Imperial officer.
Change course. Pursue and overtake.
Aye, aye, sir.
Stand by track beams.
Standing by, sir.
If it continues on course, it will enter Romulan space.
Engage.
Track to beam engaged.
Bring them in.
And not cut power, sir. They're struggling to escape.
Their engines are seriously overheating, Captain.
Aurora, cut power. You are overtaxing your ship.
Power approaching critical. They cannot continue.
Emergency power to tractor beams.
Bridge to transporter. Scotty, are you ready to transport?
Aye, Captain.
Power beyond critical. Explosion is imminent.
Are we within transportation range?
Not yet, sir.
Aurora personnel, stand by to be transported aboard.
Aye, Captain. They are, and a nice lot, too.
Space, a final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before. Stardate 5832.3. The son of the Cthulhan ambassador is one of six we have beamed aboard from the stolen cruiser Aurora. We have been ordered to handle him with extreme delicacy because the treaty negotiations now in progress between the Federation and Cthulhu are in a crucial phase.
Scotty, take them to the briefing room.
We are not in the mood, Herbert.
Irina?
What?
What's going on?
They refuse, sir.
What? I don't know. They're just sitting on the floor. There are a lot of them. You can hear them yourself. Shall I send for security?
No, I'll be right down. Mr. Spark?
No, go.
Which one of you is Tongo Rat?
You can thank your father's influence for the fact that you're not under arrest. In addition to piracy, you've left yourself open to charges of violating flight regulations, entering hostile space, and endangering the lives of others as well as your own.
I'm bleeding.
In addition, you've caused an interstellar incident which may have destroyed everything that's been negotiated between your planet and the Federation.
You've got a hard lip, Herbert.
If you have an explanation, I am prepared to hear it. Mr. Spark, take them to sick bay for a medical check. There may have been radiation from the explosion.
Captain, with your permission.
By all means.
One.
We are one.
One is the beginning.
Are you one, Herbert?
I am not Herbert.
He's not Herbert. We reach.
If you will state your purpose and your objectives, perhaps we can arrive at a mutual understanding.
If you understand one, you know our purpose.
I would prefer that you state it.
We turn our backs on confusion and seek the beginning.
What is your destination?
The planet Eden. That planet is a myth. And we protest against being harassed, pursued, attacked, seized, and transported here against our wishes.
Right, brother.
We do not recognize Federation regulations nor the existence of hostilities. We recognize no authority save that within ourselves.
Well, whether you recognize authority or not, I am it on this ship. I am under orders to transport you back to Starbase peaceably. From there, you'll be ferried to your various planets. Because of my orders, you are not prisoners, but my guests. I expect you to behave as such.
Oh, Herbert, you are stiff.
Mr. Spark, you seem to understand these people. You will deal with them.
We respectfully request that you take us to Eden.
And after they are finished in sick bay, see to it that they're escorted back to their proper quarters and give them whatever care they need.
Yes, Captain.
We respectfully request that you take us to Eden.
I have orders to the contrary. This is not a passenger ship.
Herbert! 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 Herbert!
Lieutenant Palmer, notify Starbase. We have the six aboard who stole the space cruiser Aurora. Regrettably, the space cruiser itself was destroyed.
Aye, sir.
Personal note for the Catullan ambassador. His son is safe.
Captain.
Yes, what is it?
Sir, I believe I know one of them. At least, I think I recognize her voice. Her name is Irina Galilean. We were in Starfleet Academy together.
One of those was in the Academy?
Yes, sir. She dropped out. She...
You wish to see her? Permission to leave your post.
Thank you, sir.
Are they in the sick bay?
Yes, Captain.
Mr. Spark, do they really believe that Eden exists?
Many myths are based on truth, Captain, and they are not unintelligent. Their leader, Dr. Severin, is a man...
Dr. Severin is their leader?
Yes. A brilliant research engineer in the fields of acoustics, communications, and electronics on Tiburon. He was dismissed from his post when he started this movement. Tong Rad inherits his father's extraordinary abilities in the field of space studies.
But they've rejected all that and all that this technology provides. And they seek the primitive.
There are many who are uncomfortable with what we have created. It is almost a biological rebellion, a profound revulsion against the planned communities, the programming, the sterilized, artfully balanced atmospheres. They hunger for an Eden where spring comes.
All do. The cave is deep in our memory.
Yes, that is true, Captain.
But we don't steal space cruisers and act like irresponsible children. What makes you so sympathetic toward them?
It is not a sympathy so much as curiosity, Captain. a wish to understand. They regard themselves as aliens in their own world, a condition with which I am somewhat familiar.
Spock, what does Herbert mean?
It is somewhat uncomplimentary, Captain. Herbert was a minor official, notorious for his rigid and limited patterns of thought.
Well, I shall try to be less rigid in my thinking.
Looking for the good land, going astray. Don't cry, don't cry. Oh, I can't have honey, and I can't have cream. Gonna live, not die. Gonna live, not die. I'll stand in the middle of it all one day. I'll look at it shining all around me and say,
excuse me, is Irina Galiulin with you?
She's getting her physical. Gonna crack my knuckles and jump for joy. I got a clean bill of health from Dr. McCoy. You know Irina?
Say, tell me, why do you wear all those clothes? How do you breathe?
You're next.
Irina.
Pavel Andreevich. I had thought we might encounter each other.
You know I was on the Enterprise?
I had heard.
Irina? Why? Come. How could you do this to yourself? You were a scientist. And now, look at you.
Look at yourself, Pavel.
Why did you do it?
Why did you?
I am proud of what I am. I believe in what I do. Can you say that?
Yes. Oh, we should not tear at each other so, Pavel. We should meet again in joy. Today, when I first knew it was your ship that followed us, I thought of you and wondered what I would find. And I remembered so much. In spite of that uniform, I still see the same Pavel I used to know. Are you happy in what you do?
Yes.
Then I accept what you do.
You even talk like them. Why did you go away?
It was you who went.
I came back to look for you. I looked. Where did you go?
I stayed in the city. With friends.
You never felt as I did. Never.
I did.
You don't have it in you to feel so much. Even when we were close, you weren't with me. You were off thinking of something else. Then why did you stay away?
Because you disapproved of me. Just as you do now. Oh, Pavel, you have always been like this. So correct. And inside the struggle not to be. Give in to yourself. You will be happier. You'll see.
Go to your friends.
What's going on, Bones?
Trouble. Friend here didn't want a checkup. Turns out there's a reason.
I refuse to accept your findings.
You don't have the choice.
They're the product of prejudice, not science.
I don't know what this man was planning on doing on a primitive planet, but assuming one did exist, I can tell you what would have happened had he settled there.
Untrue?
There would have been enough of those primitives left to bury their dead.
Fantasy, fantasy.
I wish it were. There's a nasty little bug evolved in the last few years, Jim. Our aseptic, sterilized civilization has produced it. Synthococcus novae. It's deadly. We can immunize against it, but we haven't learned to lick all the problems yet.
Does he have it? What about the others?
Well, the others are clear. He doesn't have it. He's a carrier. Remember your ancient history, Typhoid Mary? He's immune to it, as she was. But he carries the disease and spreads it to others.
Is the crew in danger?
I don't know. They all had full-spectrum immunizations before boarding. Now, my guess is that his friends have had their shots, too. But a regular program of booster shots is necessary. I'll have to check everyone on the ship. There could be some skips. In the meantime, he should be placed in total isolation.
This is outrageous. You're not isolating me, you're imprisoning me. You invent the crime, find me guilty, and sentence me.
Would you like to run the test yourself, Doctor? You knew you were a carrier before you came aboard, didn't you?
No!
Then why did you fight the examination?
It was an infringement on my rights.
Put him in isolation.
Ready for the objections, Jim. They are a vocal lot.
Yes, I'm ready. Purchase security. I want a guard maintained on Dr. Severin until further notice. Bones, how long before we know whether the crew has been endangered by this infection?
It'll show in 24 hours. It's a virulent strain.
You don't belong with them. You know what we want. You want it too. Come, join us.
How do you know what I want?
You're young. Think young, brother.
You make it tempting.
Mr. Sulu. Mr. Sulu, explain.
No explanation, sir.
Dr. Severin will be released when we think he is medically safe.
Stiff man putting my mind in jail, and the judge bang the gavel and say no bail. Gonna lick his hand and wag my tail.
Engineering to bridge.
Yes, Scotty, what is it?
Captain, I just had to give one of those barefooted warrior columns the boot out of here. She came in bold as brass, tried to incite my crew to disaffect.
Thank you, Scotty. Mr. Spark, I don't seem to be able to communicate with these people. Do you think you can persuade them to behave?
I shall make an attempt, Captain.
Thank you, Mr. Spark. If it weren't for that ambassador's son, they'd all be in the brig.
Yes, sir.
Captain's log, stardate 5832.5. The arrogance of Dr. Severin and his followers is creating an intolerable situation aboard the Enterprise. If it continues, I'll be forced to use controls which might not agree with Starfleet's suggestion that they be handled with extreme tolerance.
I have no influence over what they do.
They respect you. They will listen to your reasoning. For their sake, you must stop them. Dr. Severin, I'm in a position to help you and your group. I can use the resources of the Enterprise to determine whether or not Eden actually exists. And to plot its exact location. I can present a case to Federation to allow you and your group to colonize that planet. Neither you nor your people are at present charged with a crime. However, Incitement to disaffection is criminal. Federation will never allow the colonization of a planet by criminals. If they persist, they will be so charged and forever barred from Eden.
As I have been barred?
Then you knew you were a carrier.
Of course I knew. You've researched my life. You've read the orders restricting me to travel only in areas of advanced technology because of what my body carries.
What I fail to understand is why you disobey those orders.
Because this is poison to me. This stuff you breathe, this stuff you live in. The shields of artificial atmosphere that we have layered about every planet. The programs in those computers that run your ship and your lives for you, they bred what my body carries. That's what your science have done to me. You've infected me. Only the primitives can cleanse me. I cannot purge myself until I am among them. Only their way of living is right. I must go to them.
Your very presence will destroy the people you seek. Surely you know that.
I shall go to them and be one with them. And together we shall build a world such as this galaxy has never seen. A world. A life. A life. So now you're going to try to persuade me that your technologies will find a cure for me and that I'll be free to go.
Yes, Doctor.
And for that reason, I should persuade my friends to behave so that they too will be allowed.
Yes, Doctor.
All right, you send them in. I'll talk to them.
Dr. Severin is insane. I have not consulted Dr. McCoy, but I have no doubt of it.
I'll have Bones check him out. Spock, I'm sorry you had great respect for him. But it does explain some of what they've done.
His condition does not affect my interest in the movement. There is no insanity in what they seek. I made a promise, which I should like to keep. With your permission, I must locate Eden. I shall work in my quarters. May I have the assistance of Mr. Chekhov in auxiliary control?
Certainly. Mr. Chekhov, assist Mr. Spock. Bridge to sick bay.
McCoy here.
Bones.
Yes, Captain.
I'd like to talk to you.
Captain's log, stardate 5832.6. I have asked Dr. McCoy to check Starfleet medical records to verify Mr. Spock's suspicion that Dr. Severin is insane. In spite of Dr. Severin's antipathy to us, he has promised Mr. Spock that he will order his disciples to conform to our rules and regulations.
Come in.
Am I crossing you?
No.
I was just thinking, Hey, brother, do you play? Is it Vulcan? Can I try it? Oh, that's now. That's real now. I reach that, brother. I really do.
Give.
Hey, how about a session? You and us, it would sound. That's what I came for. I wanted to ask You know, great white captain upstairs, but he don't reach us. But would he shake on a session? I mean, we want to cooperate like you asked, so I'm asking.
If I understand you correctly, I believe the answer might be yes.
I'll spread the word.
Am I allowed in?
Yes.
I have been looking for you, Pavel. What room is this?
Auxiliary control.
What's it for?
Should the main control room break down or suffer damage, we can navigate the ship from here. What do you want?
To apologize. I should not have teased you. It was cruel.
Does not matter.
Oh, but it does. It is against everything I believe in.
Let us not discuss your beliefs.
And I do not like having you angry with me. Or disapproving.
Then why do you do such things?
What are you working on?
I am assisting Mr. Spock in locating your Eden.
Oh, now you are teasing me.
I am not. These tapes contain star charts, and we project the orbits of the various planets here. By a mathematical process, we determine whether or not they are affected by other bodies not yet charted.
Do you know all these things?
What I do not know, I find out from the computer banks. If I knew nothing at all, I could navigate the ship simply by studying what is stored in there. They contain the sum of all human knowledge. They solve our problems of navigation, of control, of life support.
They tell you what to do, and you do what they tell you.
No. We use our own judgment also.
I could never obey a computer.
You could never listen to anyone. You always had to be different.
Not different. What I wanted to be. There is nothing wrong in doing what you want.
I am not receiving, Mr. Chekhov. Spock to Chekhov, repeat. I am not receiving.
I am sorry, Mr. Spock. I was momentarily delayed.
His name is Sulu, specialist in weapons and navigation. His hobby is botany.
Ken?
Ken. I reach botany. It's my favorite of studies. What's yours?
Vulcan, Spock is practically one now.
Everything can be handled from auxiliary control. The computers contain all the information we need. We can do it.
It starts to chime.
When will it?
Soonest, like he said now. We should all go out and try to swing as many as possible over.
You suggest any special ways to swing them?
Just be friendly. You know how to be friendly. Then they'll be friendly.
I'm talking about me. Long time back when the galaxy was new, man found out what he had to do. Found he had to eat and he found he had to drink. And a long time later he found he had to think. Yes, think. I'm standing here wondering.
What?
A man tells another man, out of my way. He piles up trouble for himself all day. But all kinds of trouble come to an end when a man tells another man, be my friend. My friend. Well, what's it going to be?
There's a
across it, hardly even see.
Someone ought to take a step, one way or other.
Let's say goodbye, or let's say brother. Together and have some fun. I don't know how to do it, but it's got to be done.
A young mind has to be an undisciplined one. Troublemakers.
I used to get into a little trouble when I was that age, Scotty, didn't you?
Controls. We're going off course.
It's shorted. No, it's channeled over somewhere.
Auxiliary control.
Bridge to auxiliary control. Bridge to auxiliary control.
Captain, it seems as though someone else is running the ship.
That's right. Someone else is running this ship. I am. All functions. Life support as well. You cannot interfere as I have frozen the doors to the control room. I do not intend to hand over the helm to you until and unless we reach Eden. And if I am in any way prevented from reaching that destination, I shall destroy this ship and all aboard.
Can he do it?
He has the capability, Captain.
He's got everything channeled over.
Start a trace back on all circuits.
See if you can bypass.
Do that and I shall retaliate. I shall not warn you again.
Captain, we're now leaving the neutral zone. Bearing into Romulan space.
Any patrols?
Negative.
We will be soon. Dr. Severn.
You are violating Romulan space and endangering the peace of the galaxy.
The Romulans will view this as a military intrusion and attack. Bring the ship about now. If you bring her about...
and return to Starbase, no charges will be leveled.
Like he said, Brother Severn.
If you do not, you will never reach Eden. You and the ship will be destroyed.
He's got jelly in the belly. Real scared.
Adam.
Rand.
You are being led by a man who is insane.
You are being used by him.
Spock. You tell him.
Adam. There's a file on Dr. Severn in our computer banks. In it, you'll find a report attesting to the fact
that he is a carrier of a bacillus strain known as Syphococcus novae.
Ain't that just awful?
You'll also find a report from the same hospital giving a full psychological profile on him and projecting these actions of his.
Yay, brother.
Adam, you know I reach you. I believe in what you seek. But there is a tragic difference between what you want and what he wants.
You're making me cry.
There it is. They've established Eden, Brother Severin.
Pavel said they would. Our original course must have been somewhat in error.
When will we get there?
At this speed, 3 hours.
I'll try to persuade us to change course presently, and then they'll attack.
How do you plan to stop them? By cutting off their life support?
I have another weapon. Take control, Brother Rand.
What are you doing?
Making an adjustment on their circuits.
Head now to Eden. Yea, brother. Head now to Eden. No more trouble in my body. A king on whatever I find. Eat all the fruit and throw away the rind. Yea, brother, yea.
We are within sensor range of Eden and continuing to approach.
Whatever they're going to do, they're going to do now. We have no choice. Mr. Spock, Mr. Scott.
When will you use that?
At the proper time. Let me know when we're in orbit.
Approaching right on the dot, just as they plotted it, Brother Severn.
What will that do to them? What is it?
Well, I'm using sound against them. Beyond the ultrasonic, it will stun them and allow us time to leave. We'll go in one of their shuttlecraft.
Sound pitched that high doesn't stun. It destroys. I remember when we read in the text that it...
I've gone beyond those texts, Serena. It's correct for you to be concerned, but be assured also.
We are in orbit over Eden, Brother Severin. It does destroy.
We cannot allow them to come after us. It will not reach us in here. I can control it all. I have adjusted it so that it will suspend its effects after a few moments and allow us time to escape. Then, after we've gone, it will automatically reactivate.
Rejoice, brethren. Soon we shall step together into Eden.
Stepping into Eden, yeah, brother. Stepping into Eden, yeah, brother.
No more trouble in my body, on my mind. Gonna live like a king on whatever I find. Eat all the fruit and throw away the rind. Yeah, brother.
Now we may leave.
Ultrasonics. The panel.
Transporter room. Kirk to bridge. Do you read me? Come in.
Sulu here, Captain. What happened to us? I heard a whistle, and then...
Never mind. Do we have control of the ship?
No, sir. Control is in auxiliary.
Can we break out of orbit if we have to?
I think so, sir. Hangar deck to Captain.
Kirk here.
Sir, one of the shuttlecrafts has been taken. We were all knocked out.
Stand by. Do you read any Romulans?
Negative, Captain. However, I am picking up the shuttlecraft.
Where?
It has landed. Except for those aboard the craft, I read no life at all, either humanoid nor animal.
Auxiliary control to Dr. McCoy. Bones, are you all right?
Yes, Jim.
Stand by transporter room. Full medical gear.
Bridge to Captain Kirk. Do you wish to open communication, sir?
No. No, they tried to destroy us. Let them think they succeeded. I want the coordinates zeroed in so that when we beam down, we won't be visible to them. Scotty, you have the comm. If any Romulans appear, try to make them understand. I do not want to provoke combat. Mr. Spock? Mr. Chekov, join us in the transporter room.
True, Captain. Fantastically beautiful planet.
Eden, is this what they believe they find? I can understand. Spread out. Approach with caution. Dr. Severin.
Flower, sir. I touched it. It's like fire.
It's burned. All this plant life is full of acid. Even the grass, Jim.
Will our clothing protect us?
It should, for a while.
Captain.
Fruit is deadly.
His name was Adam.
There's the shuttlecraft.
Jim, he needs more than I can do for him here.
Spock to Enterprise.
Enterprise here.
Stand by to beam aboard injured parties. Medical team to the transporter room.
No. No, we're not leaving.
We can help you aboard the ship.
We're not leaving Eden. None of us.
Be sensible, Doctor.
We're not leaving.
Back here, you fool!
You'll kill yourself.
Don't bite into that.
Stop!
Alert them that we have the four, and we're ready to beam them down. And mark the incident closed.
Aye, sir.
Bridge to transporter. Scotty, are they there?
Three of them, sir. Expecting a fourth any minute.
Stand by. Mr. Chekhov, do you wish to attend?
Captain, I wish first to apologize for my conduct during this time. I did not maintain myself under proper discipline. I endangered the ship and its personnel by my conduct. I respectfully submit myself for disciplinary action.
Thank you, Mr. Chekhov. You did what you had to do, as did we all. Even your friends. You may go.
Thank you, sir. I was coming to say goodbye.
And I was coming to say goodbye to you. Be incorrect. Occasionally.
And you be correct.
Occasionally.
Miss Galluin. It is my sincere wish that you do not give up your search for Eden. I have no doubt but that you will find it, or make it, yourselves.
Thank you.